Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. We're here at the beautiful Fairfield Trap Club in Fairfield, New Jersey, at the Gun for Hire 20th anniversary party and picnic.
And pig roast.
Yeah.
And ice cream truck.
And
that cotton candy and a popcorn machine.
This is pretty cool. And guns.
So you'll hear in the background.
We have guns.
We're at beautiful Fairfield Trap. They have five trap
big
fields
guns
here. You know, we train out of here. We do private parties out of here. And the management were nice enough to rent us the place for the day. And we brought in with us porkwizard.com. Rich, you got to meet Rich from Have Pig Will Travel.
Yeah,
Richard
great,
Smith.
Great.
He's
stuff.
A certified pigologist.
I have to give my best to the man who picked the menu where macaroni and cheese was a vegetable.
I love it. I give two pigtails up for theporkwizard.com. So check it out when you get a chance.
Absolutely. Fantastic. So we've had such an incredibly busy week.
You know, I had a lot of things planned for this week's show, but I'm so pissed off now because there's so many home invasions and so much crime and so much touching people that listen to our show and friends and family that I feel that
home.
It's something we really need to address today.
Absolutely. So we're tossing out most of... Let's just say that there was so much crime in New Jersey that we have to toss out most of the stories.
The one story I want to keep, I want our listeners to know this. If you live in New Jersey or you don't live in New Jersey, we have a Senator Lesniak, a state senator, a Democrat in New Jersey from Elizabeth. And Ray Lesniak believes that we should throw the Second Amendment out. He says that
they're not
guns, they're weapons.
Yep.
And he believes that our democracy is so strong that there will never be a need for our citizens to take up arms against the government. He says it's illogical for small arm bearers to think they can challenge the military power wielded by the United States.
I guess Senator Lesniak never heard the comment made by the Emperor of Japan.
Well, guess what, Senator? What did he say? What did Hirohito say?
Hirohito said that they would never attack mainland U.S. because behind every blade of grass there would be someone with a weapon.
Correct. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a while, and now we're going to give out the Horse's Ass Award.
Yes.
Will be mailed out to Senator Lesniak. Okay?
I'd like to deliver that
myself.
He's
getting the Gun for Hire Horse's Ass Award. Okay?
And he deserves it very well.
Okay. He deserves it very well.
Yes, he does.
So, let's talk a little bit again. Now, the noise you hear in the background, we're at the North Jersey Clay Target Club, okay? It's on Horseneck Road in Fairfield, and it's NorthJerseyClayTargetClub.com. You have to come check it out up here.
It's a great place.
On the Gun for Hire website. You'll love it. But, you know, so Lesniak is going to get the Horse's Ass Award. Sandy, I got a good hate mail here. You want me to read some hate mail?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Anthony. I just wanted to let you know that I'm more than a little pissed off at you.
Ooh, yeah, someone's pissed off at us.
But wait, he says, but now before you go and say, aw, tough shit, Chris, and write me off, please hear me out. This is a great story. He purchased his first firearm this January, a 9mm Kimber that I showed him how to break down and clean and not put the beginner scratch on, okay? And, you know, once he became awake and found out about the firearms laws in New Jersey and gun a month and our transportation laws and everything and how easy it is for him to be a felon, he can't believe it that since he's 13, he's been working and he has a mortgage and two stepkids and a cute dog and he's honest, hardworking U.S. citizen. He wants to know he's pissed at us because we woke him up.
Oh.
Okay? And because of us, he became an NRA member, NJ2AS member, ANJRPC. He listens to our shows. He's going to come to our NRA dinner in October.
We're happy to ruin your life, Chris.
But Chris says he's mad. He's mad because we woke him up. He says he was very comfortable on the couch pretending it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And if it did, there was nothing he could do about it. So in essence, he's mad at us for waking him up. He says it's a great show and I look forward to seeing you again. Best to you, Pilar, and the rest of the Gunfire family. Oh, and thanks to Sandy, too. Okay? Well, Chris, that's the whole purpose of Gun for Hire Radio, Chris, yeah. is to wake people up.
You know, in the beginning, we really didn't think anybody would be listening to the show at all. I mean, it's a show centric around New Jersey gun laws, which are the most egregious gun laws in the United States. And we just didn't really have any idea how many people from outside of the area, Texas, from Britain, from California, from Oregon, who listen to the show on a regular basis. And we want to thank everybody for that, for spreading the news. And I think one of the big things is that we have literally wakened a sleeping giant.
Well, they can't waken fast enough as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you're very impatient.
But you know what? One at a time, we're winning hearts and minds of people. But I'll tell you, I talk to people every day that don't have a frigging clue.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't have a clue, and they're like, you don't need guns, we don't need this, we don't need that. Well, wake the hell up, people. Chris, I'm glad we pissed you off. I'm glad you're pissed off at us. I'm glad we woke you up. Now it's your job, Chris, to convert two or three other people.
Well, it looks like CBS is, they re-aired the show.
They re-aired our Packing Heat special, yeah. Teaching Women and Guns. CBS re-aired it 4 times in 2 days in primetime TV.
That's very nice. And so they're getting the message.
I don't know if they're getting the message, but
you think Eric Holder watched it and the president?
Eric Holder should be in jail.
He should be.
Okay.
Well, they got free cable in jail.
Yeah, our attorney general should be in jail. Listen, look what's going on in New Jersey. A 13-year-old carjacked a car, and he got killed.
It's terrible.
He got killed during the police chase.
Yeah.
What is a 13-year-old doing out 3 o'clock in the morning? Just like when I was on Channel 9 with the mayor against illegal guns, that's the parents' fault.
Yes, exactly.
A 13-year-old kid is out on the street. Where's the mother and father?
Right. And there's no crime in New Jersey. Everything's just fine. So let's all just, nothing
just
to see
fine.
Here, folks. Just keep moving.
It's just fine. We've had home invasions in Glassboro. What county is that we had a home invasion in?
Gloucester County, yeah.
Gloucester.
I mean, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're in Red Bank. 5 armed guys walked in Red Bank, New Jersey, and kicked the door in. They beat a 65-year-old man in a home invasion in North Bergen the other night.
When we come back, I want to talk about two listeners' crimes.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
We're back to Gun for Hire Radio. I want to talk, Sandy, before we bring Jimmy on to share his story. Our good friend Ainsley Reynolds, he posted on Facebook, death to all criminals.
Yeah.
His day started off effed up. He got in his car this morning from his driveway to find out that someone had ransacked his glove compartment and center console, stole his GPS unit from the with the cradle, and some quarters.
We 75 about cents. Yes. Mac talked about that last week.
Yep.
They'll smash a $300 windshield to get it spare changed.
And you know, Ainsley, you should know better, but we were talking about it. He knows that violated feeling now that while him and his wife and kids were sleeping, the shitbags were in his driveway ransacking his stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, guys, you know, John Koch posted on Facebook, on the Gunfire Radio Facebook, people in Newark put signs in their car that say no GPS and no change in car so that the shitbags won't break their window.
Yeah, like that's going to stop them. Half of them can't read anyway.
Another one of our listeners that lives all the way South Jersey in the woods, Fran Mazza, she had a situation where she said she had a hard lesson. She had to have the police come to her house at 1 o'clock in the morning. Someone came into her yard and drove into her lawn and woke her dog up first, and then she woke up. She turned on all the outside lights. That was good, Fran.
Right.
And then she got dressed, called the police. She should have called the police first, then got dressed. She grabbed her .357 Ruger revolver,
nice girl.
And here's where she made a mistake. She headed outside.
Oh, no.
Yes. And by then they had left, which is good. And, you know, it turned out to be nothing. She also learned not to carry her Ruger in her yoga pants at night because it's like Plaxico Burress. But you know, luckily the cops, but listen to this, 20 minutes for the cops to get to her house.
Of course. How many times have we talked about this? And the average police response time right now is 14 minutes, 30 seconds.
And horse's ass Senator Lesniak doesn't believe we should have guns.
Nor does our governor, nor does our attorney general, nor does the federal attorney general. Who should be in jail, according
because the police are there to protect
us.
Yes,
of course.
They're going to be there in time.
Of course.
Here's something happened. You know, we're having this party.
Before you get to that, did you see the article that came over the wire where the woman dialed 911? This was not here in New Jersey. This was, where was it, down in Texas?
Texas.
And right in Dallas. And the woman is on the phone to 911, is being murdered while the 911 operator sits and listens to it.
Yep.
They don't find the body for 2 days. Count them, two days. This is reminiscent of Warren v. D.C. And if you don't know that, Google it. Look it up.
Warren v. D.C.
And then tell us if 911 will come to help
you. The police have no obligation to help you. They are there to take a report and put a chalk outline.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, so we're having this party here today. 1:30 in the morning, I wake up because somebody texts me, call me ASAP. And it was Jimmy Gremenos, one of my chief instructors. He's also Jimmy the Gun guy that builds the ARs at Gun for Hire. So, Jimmy, what happened? Tell us what happened.
Aunt, you know, I sent you that text message. I was a little nervous last night, but my cousin calls me up, and it was about 11:45. And he says,
1:45 in the morning.
No, it was 11:45.
Oh, 11:45.
It was 11:45. And he says, Jim, the neighbor just sent me a text message, and he said that the lights are flickering on and off in my house. And he's down in Atlantic City now for the entire week. And he's telling me that he had contractors there all week working on the deck. So could I go check it out? I go, all right, Jim. Well, I passed out. 5 minutes later, he calls me again. Jim, get up. I know you're tired. I go, all right, I'm going to go. So I end up going, and I call him on the driveway, and I go, Jim, what do you want me to do? He goes, well, just check around my house. I'm like, okay. I get out of the car. I go to the right side of the house. No windows are broken. The doors are all intact. I go to the left side. Everything's fine. He goes, check the back door. So I walk around the back. I open up the gate, and there's the door wide open. I said, uh-oh. So I'm like, Jim, what do you want me to do right now? He goes, well, just shut it and leave. The contractors left it open. I go,
he's on the phone with you in Atlantic City.
Wow.
I go, Jim, not for nothing, but I preach this 7 days a week. For me, just to lock it and leave, it's just not my cup of tea right now. So he goes, come on, just shut the door, walk to the front of the house, and just lock it.
Now, did you have any sixth sense feeling?
Yes, I had an awkward feeling like something's not right.
Something's wrong.
Something's definitely wrong.
Yeah.
And what I did was I said, Jim, honestly, let me just call the police. When the police come, have them go through the house, and then I'll lock everything up, I promise. Okay, I just don't want to put you out of the way. Jim, your family, it's not putting me out of the way. Cops arrive about 15 minutes later. From there, when the officer shows up, he goes, yes, the door is definitely open. Let's call up for backup. Backup comes, K-9 unit comes now. Two of the officers go in with the dog. I'm outside. 10 minutes later, they come outside and they say, yeah, shit's everywhere. I'm like, what does that mean, shit's everywhere? He says, the house has been burglarized.
They trashed the place.
They trashed it. They go, come follow us. We go upstairs and I see now the rooms are a mess. Jewelry boxes are open. So I go, uh-oh. I go, he has about 10 ARs that he built with me. I go, we got to go check out the safe. He goes, what do you mean the safe? I go, follow me. We go downstairs now in his basement. And he has a big industrial safe. Safe's about 5 feet tall, 4 feet wide, three or four feet deep. And now, next to the safe, completely open, almost every firearm is gone now.
How'd they get a safe open if it's next a huge commercial safe?
Next to the safe was a shovel, a sledgehammer, 3 crowbars, and some flathead.
What brand of
it
safe
was it? A Century Arms.
Oh, so one of the cheaper commercial grade safes.
Yeah, I think he spent about $1,000 for it, but
it's not enough.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
So his guns were gone.
Guns were gone. So wow. I'm on the phone with them, and he's like, Jim, what's up with my toys? I'm like, Jim, they're all missing right now. So he's in panic attack mode right now. And we go outside now to see if we can find anything. All of a sudden, there's 3 rifles laying outside.
Okay.
And we started putting things together that when I pulled up, the guys were still there. Wow. So, yeah, the officer said, you know.
So you're in the front, you're coming in the front door. These guys are still there.
Right.
They ran out the back door. They dropped guns all over the yard, Sandy.
Oh, man.
All over the backyard. All right. It was an awful feeling.
Now, had you gone in that front door, you could have been killed on the way through the front door.
I want to continue this when we come back because I want to talk about Jimmy's voice pattern when he called me last night.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters UGLY, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now, take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
$550 rapes and 1,100 murders a day are prevented by simply showing a gun,
now,
Anthony. Said, do you think we should suggest that to Senator Lesniak?
And King Mike Bloomie?
Oh, yes. Forget well, there was actually a shooting. We're recording Friday, and there was a shooting today at the Empire State Building. One shooter and one victim. Until the NYPD showed up and shot nine people.
Yeah, we don't have all the results on that yet, but it was pretty horrific, I hear. But, of course, again, in a gun-free zone, that's where the gunman always goes.
Yes.
But it was workplace violence, so we're not going to worry about that right now.
Right, that wasn't an active shooter situation like we were talking about last
night. Now, listen to this. Jimmy's a big guy. He teaches this stuff all the time. 1:30 in the morning, when he called me up, you should have heard the duress and the stress in his voice, Sandy.
Dude, I was there. You know, yeah, I mean, I've been there.
But, I mean, it wasn't even his house. It was his cousin's house who was trying to coerce us to go into the door or lock the door. And instead, he was smart enough to stay outside. But Jimmy was like, Aunt, are you? He wasn't scared. He just sounded in shock. And it's a shitty, shitty feeling.
Yeah.
And Jim, even though it was in your house, didn't you feel that feeling of violation?
I felt
right?
that violated. It just was an awkward feeling. You know, it wasn't that I was scared, like shaking. It was more the fact that it was just something didn't feel right.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't, and the adrenaline rush that you get makes you shake. I remember when, you know, we had the home invasion and I got there after the, you know, detectives and the canine unit and everything else were there. My wife was there. And I had to go through the gun safes and I'm trying to clear all my guns.
Yeah.
And I couldn't rack the slide on a 9mm gun. My hand was shaking so much. Now, it was just an aftermath, but the adrenaline that pours through you is incredible.
Now, we talk about this all the time. Sandy, his cousin was having a new deck built, and he leaves the house to the contractors, and he goes tells them he's going to Atlantic City for the weekend. So now, who do you think are probably the prime suspects for
exactly
this?
Exactly right.
Who had the means and the tools and the devices to get into the guy's house and do what they did? Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So here you go again. People letting their guard down. Ainsley, I don't want to pick on you, but you leave your GPS on your dashboard in your driveway, your car gets broken.
It is as bad as putting what you're doing on Facebook.
We talk about that all the time.
And his defense, though, he kept saying, but it's his friend, it's his friend. It might not be his friend, though. It might be
he's
the
hiring
other
the
guys.
Yeah,
that's why I try to explain to him, but he's just so in stress and in such an awkward situation. You know, it's his best friend that grew up for 20-something years.
Yeah, but Sandy would call that normalcy bias.
Correct.
Yeah,
exactly.
Even though he was robbed, he's denying that it happened,
right,
and he's denying that it could be his friend that did it. It's like when my car got robbed and I was standing in the sidewalk looking at the empty spot.
And the car was going to come back. Right, and what led up to it is the same thing, normalcy bias. When you've got that, my friend would never do this. My friend would never this. He's safe. Everybody's safe. Everything is good. But like you say, he's hiring subcontractors. He's got helpers.
They didn't set anything.
Yeah, there you go.
It's interesting that they got his Sentry safe open. Jimmy showed me the pictures. And let me tell you something. It was a pretty hefty safe with the bolts that went in all four directions.
Oh, my goodness.
But these guys, the contractors, with pickaxes and stuff, they got the safe open.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got it open.
Yeah,
what did they use? You said shovels and
pickaxes?
There
was a shovel, about three crowbars. And a sledgehammer there.
So there was a good number of people there to try to jimmy this thing up.
The neighbors said when they saw the lights flickering, the officer said it wasn't the lights flickering. It was that they were using a flashlight, and they were doing the flashlight real quick.
Yes.
On off to guide them.
And the neighbors didn't call. Max
Nobody
in the back of
the
studio going, why didn't they call the cops?
I know. Because
of normalcy bias. That's why.
Right.
And he left his door open and the lights were flickering. No one puts two and two together. Mac told us a story once where a strange car was parked in a driveway and the people were carrying stuff in and out and the neighbors were watching it. Okay? And they didn't. And it was people didn't live there that were carrying stuff out.
Yeah.
And when they interviewed them the next day, they're like, oh, well, nothing registered that anything was wrong.
Max got a great story, too.
And we're going to have him on after we throw Jimmy off. So, Jimmy, did you sleep last night, or are you all adrenaline pumped?
I'm exhausted. I probably got an hour sleep last night.
Is that why you haven't hit any clay birds today?
If I did about a... Yeah, you're right.
No, we rented the facility out for the whole day, and all Gun for Hire employees and their families are here celebrating our 20th 20th anniversary. March was 20 years, and Fairfield Trap was nice enough to rent me the facility out. I rented a Good Humor ice cream truck, a cotton candy machine,
a popcorn machine. Jimmy actually took over.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy got in the truck, and he started serving everybody.
Pictures will be on Gun for Hire Radio
and
as well.
We had an 80-pound pig, and we had beef brisket and beans.
We had an 80-pound pig that is gone.
An 80-pound pig is gone, actually. I'm going to go suck the bones later.
Hey, I'm with you. You're going to have to fight me for the bones. That was like a really great barbecue.
I'm using the tail as a bookmark now in my iPad.
Very nice.
How good is that?
Yeah, I just wanted to make another note, too. That,
please.
You know, I keep a lot of my paperwork to my firearms in my safe.
Well, not a good idea.
Right. Okay, and I never thought about it, but Jimmy this morning called me and said, I can't find any of the paperwork to my guns because they're in the safe. Well, they took everything in the safe.
Well, you know, I do the same
thing. Great point.
Thing.
Right. I don't.
Yeah, well, that's why you the best.
Jimmy, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Percent of the felons that were interviewed said that they're more worried about meeting a homeowner with a gun than they are about encountering police. Yeah, what do you think of that, Mac?
I agree with that. Absolutely.
I'm going to say that I want to thank all of our supporters, and I want to thank our sponsors. You're going to be hearing new sponsors coming on soon. We've been holding a couple of sponsors in the wings until we had some room to fit them in, and I want to thank them. I would like all of our supporters to please patronize our sponsors, send them an email, refer them to somebody, whatever you can do, it would be appreciative.
They're the reason that we're here.
Correct. And this segment is sponsored by New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Cheaper than a back waxing.
Cheaper than a back waxing, $35 a year. You know, half the people at the NJ2AS meeting with Allison McHose last week told me that they joined the NJ2AS because of Gun for Hire Radio. So thank you all very much for that. If you're a listener, even if you don't live in the oppressive state of New Jersey, $35 a year, NJ2AS.com.
Help us get our rights back.
Please. They're working on it little by little. They're eating the elephant one bite at a time. Now, not only did Jimmy not sleep last night, but Detective Mack, one of the Gun for Hire chief instructors with weapons and tactics, he had to go out. What time, Mac?
3 o'clock.
For a
home invasion?
But there's no statute for a home invasion, so what was it, an aggressive burglary?
Yeah, an aggressive burglary.
Yeah, I guess it would be in a burglary occupied farm, if there is such a thing.
So tell us the details that you can tell us.
Basically, homeowner's in bed. He hears a noise. He dismisses the noise as somebody coming into the apartment complex door. He's laying in his...
So it's an apartment with a common hallway?
Yes. He's laying in bed naked, believe it or not.
And listen, I'm a disciple of Masad Ayoub. He's my master. And he advises that from a defensive position, we should never sleep naked because men feel vulnerable when they're nude if we have to do something in the middle of the night, defend ourselves and our family. What did you say about in prisons they used to do that before they decided it was too cruel, right?
Yeah, when they transport prisoners, high-risk prisoners, sometimes they would strip them down naked.
Because they feel
defenseless. They're less likely to resist.
Okay. Wow. Yep, it's true. But Masad Ayoub taught me 20 years ago that you should never sleep nude because you'll feel vulnerable and weak when you have to defend yourself. And it's true. So this guy's sleeping naked. He hears a noise.
So he hears a noise. He dismisses it as somebody coming into the apartment, the neighboring apartment. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, two guys open his bedroom door. One has a shotgun. One has a revolver. They order him up out of bed, bring him to the living room area. They actually made slightly a bit of a mistake. They let him lead the way. When he got close to the living room, he bolts to the door.
Tried to run. That's pretty ballsy looking down a barrel of two guns.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're both actors were in ski masks. So he runs for the door. The guy with the shotgun grabs him. They get in a fight. As he's fighting with the guy with the shotgun, the guy with a revolver comes over, pistol whips him at least 10 times. Numerous staples in his head, blood everywhere. He ended up wrestling the gun away from the one guy with the shotgun. He ended up wrestling that away. It was empty.
So the shotgun was empty. When we come back from the break, let's pick it up right from there.
Sure.
You got me on the edge of my seat right now, by the way.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Are we back yet?
Yes, we are.
You sure?
I thought you fell asleep.
No. Well, I was reading on my iPhone something. Hi, Mac. All right, so Mac, so he wrestled. Now, he's doing
he
something.
He surfs porn while we're doing a radio show. Do you believe this guy?
He's doing something counterintuitive here. He's fighting the guy's back.
Right.
Because he might die anyway.
Yeah,
why
exactly.
Give in?
I agree.
So you're up to the point where he's wrestling a guy with a shotgun.
He's wrestling.
And the guy with the revolver's banging on his head.
Right. Pounding him on the head with the shotgun. Looked like a homicide. The head bleeds a lot normally anyway. And, they get in this fight. They end up getting the door open. They stumble out into the hallway. Both suspects flee. The guy's naked. He chases them outside to the parking lot. They get in a car. He takes the shotgun that he took from the guy, smashes out the back window. They drive away.
No.
As we were talking to neighbors, there was a correction officer, lived the next apartment over, heard the noise, heard the guy screaming for help. And I said, listen, why don't you call? You come out now, all the police are here. Well, my kids and my wife were in the house, so I knew everything was okay.
Nice guy.
So you don't care about anybody else.
It's just the mentality of people, you know, not my problem.
Not my problem, you know? Yeah.
So right. It's every man, woman, and child from you himself. And a corrections officer is law enforcement.
Right.
And he doesn't have an obligation to help?
This guy was retired, but still. Oh. I mean, you have a moral obligation, in my opinion. But, you know, the point of it was is that this homeowner did something that was completely different and unexpected. Some people argue the fact that it could have cost him his life, but you don't know if they would have taken his life anyway.
Submitting
well, we were
might
talking
have cost
about that,
life.
Right? I mean, that was last week. We talked a lot about the active shooter thing, that you should run for them.
It's anything counterintuitive than what they expect is really what the
right.
answer is.
And so this guy, is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he got at least 15 staples.
Wow.
And numerous stitches. But I just want to say, I was listening to Jimmy's story. And I'm so glad that Jimmy did the right thing and
by
stayed
not
outside.
Walking in.
Yeah, because people sometimes write that sixth sense off. And,
yeah,
and,
right.
You know, you put yourself in a bad predicament.
Yeah, yeah. You dismiss it.
And even then, what were the neighbors thinking when they saw flashlights flickering?
Right, and no one calls the police.
And the
nobody
front door
calls.
Open in the house.
Yeah.
They called him down in Atlantic City on his cell phone mm-hmm. and said, the contractors left your front door open and your lights are flicking. Nobody put anything together. They could have got caught earlier.
They would have been caught in the house. What's a phone call to the police?
Jimmy took pictures with the cops. There was guns strewn all over the yard. When they ran, they dropped everything.
Jimmy got lucky. They
he
were in the house
lucky.
When he was there.
Jimmy sounded scared on the phone.
They were in the house. They were armed.
Right. People just have to start taking crime seriously.
Yeah. Especially now. We talk about this all the time. It is very bad. Stop listening to NBC, MSNBC, ABC. It is bad. We've got the direct feeds. We're telling you, it's bad. Be careful.
Rush the nut.
Rush the nut. We'll be right back.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy. America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. With 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia. Offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
We're back.
I got to tell you something off the cuff, Sandy. Jimmy told me that he was going to walk in that house because he felt like he was being a wuss if he didn't
peer
walk
pressure.
In the house.
Oh,
peer pressure. Because his cousin had him on the phone telling him, just go and check and then close the door. It put him in a position. Like, you're the man. You're the alpha male. You should just be able to go and do it.
Right.
And you know, again, Jimmy telling his cousin, you know, he's like, cuz, I teach this shit 7 days a week. And something's telling me something's
don't
not
go in.
Right.
Right.
And his cousin's like, don't bother the cops. Don't call the cops. And Mac says it all the time. Mac, what do you say about that when people say don't want to bother the cops?
I think it's foolish. I would call. You have to call. It takes 2 minutes for you to make the phone call. That's all it is.
Right.
I look at it fiscally, too. I'm a taxpayer. I don't use the system for anything. You don't come to my house for domestics or drunk or anything.
Right.
So I want you to come to my house and check. I would have them check, Sandy. You know what I mean? I would err on the side of caution, and I would have the cops come in. They're equipped to do that and the whole bit, you know. Maybe they would let me borrow their flashlight or something, or let me play with their baton while they go in and
or the
and,
dog.
And clean
they might
the
let
dog.
You help out.
The dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say, bring the canine unit.
I could
play with the dog.
If you think about it, Jimmy was in the driveway when they were in that house.
Without a doubt.
Right.
Otherwise, the guns would not have been strewn in the yard.
Right.
They would have been gone with all of the booty already. But they were in that house. They ran out that back door so nervous. One of the guns, Sandy, was a like a cinder block wall. The AR-15 was on top of the wall.
Oh, man.
Like, ready to fall over. So somebody jumped over. Now, what Jimmy didn't add was his handguns are gone. They stole three of the cousin's handguns and one Kel-Tec, the sub 2000, but all of his ARs and his bolt-action guns were all in the backyard and on the fence.
I'd take a serious look at those contractors.
Absolutely.
Somebody was in there for a long
time. I'd be ripping their fingernails out right now.
Yeah.
Somebody was in there for a long period of time prying that safe.
Well, I bet you while the guys were working on the deck, a couple of the guys were inside working on the safe.
Well, they used the bathroom.
What town was this in?
Scotch Plains.
In Scotch Plains?
Yes. Yes. In a very nice neighborhood, because we know that right Mac criminals never go to nice neighborhoods,
They always stay in their own neighborhood.
You know how many students come to Gun for Hire and say, oh, I live in a nice neighborhood. That'll never happen here.
The thing is, where would you shop?
Yeah,
that's the question I asked.
Right.
Would I shop in Kmart or Nordstrom?
Yeah,
if you could, well, shoplift.
My favorite line is, it doesn't happen here.
Yeah.
That type of stuff doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen here. People say that all the time. It doesn't happen here.
Now, we were talking off the air. We were talking off the air too, Ant, about Mac brought up a very good point.
I gotta go. There's Joe Senti's running the popcorn and the cotton candy machine.
No, that's not good.
I'll be back.
That's not good.
Okay,
Mac, tell everybody what you were talking about. What we were talking about during the break.
We were talking about guns and you know how we as law enforcement feel about people with guns. I'm gonna say for the most part, law enforcement in general is pro-gun.
Even in New Jersey.
Even in New Jersey. Believe it or not, there are a few bad apples that give the rest of us a bad name. But the bottom line is this. I think there's more than just owning a gun. It's your responsibility not only to keep it safe, but to train with it. And your firearm should not be your sole home defense plan.
Yes,
if that
correct.
Is your only answer, something is seriously wrong with that.
That should
plan.
Be your last-ditch effort. Right?
Exactly. That should be the last thing you go for. But that's the end-all, be-all.
Listen to me, Mac. I got an email today, guys, from a New Jersey prosecutor who sent me an article about a prosecutor in Illinois who took a bold move and said that he is not going to try frivolous lawsuits against law-abiding gun owners with no criminal intent anymore.
Ronald Dozier.
Okay, exactly. Ronald Dozier.
We'll be right back. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard Anthony and I talk a lot about the escalation in burglaries, robberies, home invasions that are going on in the Northeast, especially here in the tri-state area. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
Listen, we just did a commercial for Prism Electronics with Dean. Jimmy's cousin wouldn't have had this problem if he had an alarm.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
He definitely wouldn't have the problem if he had cameras. You know, Ainsley Reynolds contacted Dean, Sandy. Now Ainsley's going to put cameras on his house.
Yeah, because that's the same thing that, it's at least maybe it wouldn't have prevented the crime by Ainsley, but at least you would have pictures.
So you know whose fingernails you could pull off.
Exactly.
You know, Mac, you said a great thing that it's, you know, we need layers of defense. We talk about this all the time because everybody thinks it can't happen to them. Mm-hmm. But you have to have good lighting. You have to have an alarm system. You have to have signs. You have to have solid core doors with deadbolts in them. I mean, these. How did they get into this guy's apartment last night, whose head they busted open?
They pried open his window, climbed through the living room window.
Pried open. Mm-hmm. So that was the noise he heard when he thought it was a common area, but, and he was sleeping.
I don't know if I could say this or not, but the bottom line is people have to take their head out of their ass.
We talk about head and ass disease all the time.
You know, it can happen to you. In fact, you have a good chance of it occurring.
I mean, every day.
The more
in the
you
paper.
Think it can't happen to you, the more the chance is that it will happen
listen,
to you.
Listen, there's not a day that goes by where we don't read about four home invasions.
Oh, it's constant.
And Mac, how many of them don't we read about? Are under the wire? Smaller, petty things that happen. Hundreds of them. Listen, Ainsley's house, his car being broken into. That's not in the news. But it happened to him.
Right.
Okay. Fran and her house, Fran Mazza, that's not in the news, but that happened to her.
Most of what happens, we talk about this with all the officers who you train, who are associated with the show, with Gun for Hire proper. We talk about this all the time. You hear about one out of what, 40 or 50? Maybe 100, right, Matt?
Yeah. There's countless victims every day, and people say the same thing. Well, I didn't think it could happen.
Right.
It's not a bad area here. You know, people don't shop in bad areas.
Right.
They come to good areas.
Right.
I had a doctor tell me, I'm not worried about that stuff. I live in Short Hills.
Yeah, good.
But nothing
good
happens in Short Hills, right,
no,
Matt?
No, nothing at all.
Google the crime statistics for Short Hills around Christmas time.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They follow them home from the mall.
That's pick your victim day around.
Of course.
I like that. Pick your victim day. That's almost as good as Rush to Nut. How many times do we see, you know, Matt, you talk about it all the time, and we did a couple of follow-ups. How many iPhones and iPads get stolen from people?
The new iPhone comes out, go sit at one of these Verizon stores or whatever. Pick the first five people. That's going to be your first five victims.
First five iPhones for your list.
$700 a pop.
Nothing like waiting in line all day to buy something and then get punched in the eye and have it stolen from you.
10 minutes later, while you're online, they're sitting in the parking lot watching you.
And you can't tell me that a lot of this shit does not exist in New Jersey because the criminals know that the citizens are unarmed.
Absolutely.
Okay, a lot of this petty shit and a lot of this personal crime does not exist in states that allow concealed carry.
Correct.
If the legal system doesn't work and you can't stop the predators, then you got to at least stop the prey. Make the people aware.
There's a woman right now in Jersey City suing the state of New Jersey because her sister was killed 2 years ago by a man who was released from prison early for committing a murder.
And how many felony convictions did that guy have?
Exactly. The revolving door system, the catch and release system of these shitbags that we have to deal with every day.
I agree.
In and out. Mac, how many people do you arrest that have been arrested 10 times before?
The most, I had one guy with 40 felony convictions.
40 felony convictions.
You have to work at that. That's not an easy thing to accomplish.
How old was he? 38 years old?
No, he's like 50, but you have to work at that.
Now listen, that's 40 times, Sandy, that he was caught
and
convicted.
Well,
that's not
felonies.
The 40 times. Yes. That's right. Not the 40 that they missed him. Not the lesser crimes, just the felonies.
Yeah, that's the felonies. We see it all the time. 7, 10, 20 felony convictions.
Unbelievable.
And they're out on the street.
You know, we have a big...
But guns are the problem.
We have a big inflatable bouncy house here.
Yes, you do.
And I invited all the adults to bounce in it so I could go steal their wallets and their change.
I bet you the guy who owns a bouncy house does this.
I got all of my instructors huddled around the popcorn and the cotton candy machine right now. Look at this. Jimmy,
that's sad.
Paul,
look at this.
Rob,
look at this.
Frank, Joe, Paula. Look at them. They're all around the machine.
Animals.
They're not at the trap range.
Animals.
We have five trap ranges here, and all the guns and all the ammo they could shoot. I bought $2,000 worth of 12-gauge and 20-gauge ammo.
There's a trailer load of
ammo. And look at them. They're fighting over popcorn and cotton candy.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at the trailer load of ammo, and I had a meeting the other day with a group of people who are producing a lot of music CDs. You guys are going to hear about it in a little bit. A lot of it is the music that you guys are hearing here. It's a country, kind of an Americana album. It's really kind of cool.
And most of the producers in the music business are flaming liberals. And we were having a conversation. One of the engineers happens to be liberal, but also is very pro Second Amendment. And we were talking about that Aurora, Colorado shooting, and the question of the number of rounds of ammo came up. And they're like, 6,000 rounds of ammo? That's incredible. And I said, dude, I've got to have like 400,000 rounds in my car.
Not in my car.
Exactly. 6,000 rounds. I said, it's a good day at the range. You should have seen their faces.
Hey guys. We ran out of the cone for the cotton candy, and Jimmy's using his arm.
No, he's using his arm.
He's going around the cotton candy thing with his arm and putting cotton candy right on his arm and his hand.
It's a good thing this isn't video. It's a sad
sight. We will have pictures. This will be on the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook
page. Do you know
page.
Why they're at the cotton candy and popcorn machine? It's because the ice cream truck just left.
After Jimmy took it over, she
After Jimmy took it over, yeah.
She wanted no part of that.
You got to love it. You got to love it. But, you know, all right, getting back on task. Mac, is it getting better out there?
No, it's getting worse. And that's an honest, true statistic. It's getting worse.
And tell me something. 99% of the crime scenes you go on, are the people in shock that it happened to them?
Yeah, I get it all the time.
Are they in denial?
You know, this couldn't have happened. You know, it's just, the only way I know how to say it is the head and ass disease.
Yeah,
you know,
it's almost incurable in the New York metropolitan area. We're so used to running and cowering.
Right.
We're not used to standing up. We're afraid of what's going to happen.
And it's been generational. It's been here for so long that we have been trained to turn everything over to 911, to not get involved.
The one thing is, people are afraid of the law. And I think that's an ignorant fact. They don't understand the law. So, especially in New Jersey, the law is very gray.
Yeah.
And people in general would almost prefer to be a victim than to take some proactive action.
Because they're afraid of the ramifications.
I had a guy,
we had a JPFO thing, and a guy said, well, I wouldn't want a gun in my house because if I use it, I don't want to get in trouble with the cops. Yes. Is that like the asinine statement of the century?
Yes, but it is so understandable, and it is so common.
So come in and kill my kids and rape my wife because I don't want to use the gun because I don't want to go to jail.
But here's my thing to that guy. Take a class, understand the law, understand what you
Correct.
Can and cannot do
Correct.
Under the law that in the state you live in.
Correct.
There's a lot you can do if you understand it.
Right.
I'd rather spend the next 10 years of my life in and out of court every day on bail with me and my family alive than worry about the ramifications,
exactly,
to be
saying.
Quite honest with you.
It's just that, but what I'm saying is that you cannot blame that we have been bludgeoned for so long in this state, and it is generational. It's 3, 4, or 5 generations. When we were kids, Aunt, we had 22 rifles. That is so uncommon.
Sandy, why do you think I had our 20th anniversary at this trap range
today?
We have 30 kids here from 5 years
and
old to 18 years old, and every one of them is out on that trap range shooting
every
today.
Every single one. And the smiles on their faces are
Mac,
incredible.
How old are your kids here today?
12, 8, and 6. My little one's been shooting since we got here.
Okay. All right,
in fact,
12, 8, and 6.
That's the noise you hear in the background.
Yes. 12, 8, and 6, all right? The place is full of kids. Everybody's shooting up the ammo in the clay birds and having a great time, and they all respect the guns,
right?
Okay? They respect it as a firearm, as a tool of self-defense. They're not looking at it from the evil aspect like our politicians make it out to be. Our politicians have 24-hour security. They
have armed
details.
Yes.
They have state police.
Yes.
They have professional security officers that trail them all the time. And they can talk all the bullshit they want. I saw Lautenberg's team with the Chevy Suburbans and all the guys.
Right.
You think he's the president of the United States the way he gets out.
Exactly.
And he gets up on his high horse and he talks about taking my guns away. F you.
Why don't
we
take away the guns? If he really believes that guns are evil, then let's take the guns away from the Secret Service that guard him and the armed security that he has around him. Let's give them a, slingshot. No, you can't even use a slingshot in New Jersey. It's considered illegal.
Why don't you just put the people away that have used them illegally indefinitely?
Exactly. We talk about it all the time. Quit, please, people. Stop focusing in on the object.
Listen.
Start focusing
I'm
in
so
on the
tired.
Doer.
I'm so tired. You know, the Supreme Court told the prisons they can't be overcrowded, so they released the shit bags early. That's because of the prison conditions that we have to adhere to in this country.
Yes.
Tough
Cable
shit,
TV.
Man.
TV,
V.
Listen, just build a, just take a huge factory and put 700 in a factory.
Or a tent.
Like Sheriff Joe is doing.
Put him out
in a tent.
It's good enough for our armed forces in Iraq. It's good enough for prisoners.
Listen, I have students that are on dialysis. Good salt of the earth people that are waiting for organs. I'll say it again. Take them from the shit bags. Okay, I'll say
it again.
Here
comes the email again.
Well, let me ask you,
Sandy. I want one from them though.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah,
well, might be some connection there. I'm skeptical of that.
You don't like your kidney with some heroin?
Yeah, but you'd say that different if you were on your deathbed.
Yeah,
you take whatever you could get. Yeah. You know. I'm saying if you screen them. Listen, if they have hepatitis or AIDS or something, then use them for laboratory testing instead of animals.
Drop them in the shit bag.
Okay. That'll be fine. Listen, I just don't understand the majority of this country. We cannot wake them up.
No.
We can't shake people. And listen, we got another listener, Sammy the Bull. It took 6 years with his wife. With his wife, his kids on his side, to convince the wife to finally get a dog.
You want
to
know why? If you do something positive and you call the police, nobody ever hears about it.
Correct.
You've only heard about it when you're the victim.
Correct.
You're right. But again, most people are afraid to call the police because they feel stupid.
Yeah.
They feel stupid. Like Jimmy last night, his cousin was telling him, don't call the police, it's stupid.
Well, let's say Jimmy walked in that house. Now you put the bad guys in a bad spot. Now
exactly.
What do we do?
Jimmy might not have been at this party today. It might have been a very somber party today.
I agree.
Okay, he could have walked into his death.
Listen, these kids are out there, they're violent, they're killing people every single day, and if you think that they'll hesitate to kill you, 100% wrong.
Well, we've talked about this off the air, too. I mean, the Bloods, the Latin Kings, the Crips have all gotten together, and every time we mention this, we get a lot of crap from listeners saying, oh, no, that's not going to happen, they're not going to work together, which is BS. Correct, Mac?
Absolutely.
And because
we've already proved that, they've worked, they work together from time to time.
And, you know, one of the big things, thank you very much, we're getting cotton candy delivered to us. One of the big things that you have to understand, folks, is that when a juvenile commits a crime, even a murder in the state of New Jersey, they can expect to spend maybe 18 months in juvie. So these guys are coming in armed, and it's the kids who are carrying the weapons. The gang members are not stupid.
They're killers. No other way.
They're killers.
Why would you use a 13-year-old kid in a carjacking?
Correct.
Where's the parents of the 13-year-old
kid? I said that earlier.
Why aren't they on the news? Where are they?
We're talking about the tragedy of a 13-year-old life being taken.
But where's the mother? If Jimmy didn't follow his training and his sixth sense, he wouldn't be here with his arm in the cotton candy machine right now.
Exactly. The ice cream truck.
And running the ice cream truck. We'll have pictures of that, too.
Absolutely.
On the Gun for Hire Radio, the new Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page.
So speaking of Gun for Hire, Ant, we're at the party. Well, we know what's going on today, but what kind of offerings you got coming up?
Guess what? September 1st, Home Invasion Prep 1 in Belleville.
Ooh.
Mac plays the bad guy.
Yeah. He plays a good bad guy, too.
I've seen that. Saturday, September 8th, Smoke and Gun. There's only 11 tickets left now for the cigar event. Okay? Shoot some guns, cigars, and food from the Brownstone. Don't miss that event. On September 9th, we have Home Invasion 1 in Belleville again. Listen, this is a great class. September 14th, Mac is going to teach a seminar, New Jersey Use of Force in Belleville.
Nice.
Okay, Thursday, September 14th. You want us to check that out. We will be down at our Gun for Hire South location on the 22nd doing our CCW program. On the 23rd, we will be down in Winslow doing Urban Carbine 2 and Urban Pistol 2. On the 23rd, we also be in Cedar Grove. On September 27th, Mac also teaching Be Prepared in Belleville. Mac, you're teaching everything now.
We got
a ton of classes coming up in October. In October, we're doing a zombie apocalypse charity match where all the money is going to Wounded Warrior. All the money, not just the profit. Gun for Hire is donating all the proceeds.
Very nice.
Yes, if you want to have a shooting party or team building event, contact us. On October 13th at the Rosewood and Edison, the NRA, FNRA dinner. Don't miss that. Tickets will be gone before you know
it. That is the hottest dinner in the state of New
Jersey.
Correct.
And we are the first independent school teaching out of the Essex County College Police Academy.
Yes, Professor.
If you want to become an NRA instructor, I'm teaching out of the Essex County Police Academy in September and October. It's on our schedule. So if you want to be an NRA certified instructor or range safety officer, I can do that for you. Remember, all Gun for Hire alumni can retake any course for half the price. And Jimmy was on today. If you want to learn how to build your own AR, our Build-A-Bear program, anytime, anywhere. I'm Anthony. I'm going to the popcorn, the cake, and the donuts and the cupcakes in about a minute, and the cotton candy.
Mac, thank you for coming on and sharing your wisdom yet again.
Can I just throw one quick thing out there?
Absolutely, please.
In the meantime, to the next show, if we could get some maybe email shout out to Anthony on success stories.
Yeah.
On people that were prepared and were aware,
if
you don't
mind.
Or call the police.
Call the police.
I want it would be nice not to get some hate mail for a while.
It's good to get some good stories out there.
Absolutely. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of Detective Mac, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and everybody here at the 20th anniversary in Fairfield Trap in Fairfield, New Jersey, we do thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. And Aunt Sue! Bye-bye!